This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. One gardener's dream is another gardener's weed. Plain old orange daylilies are near the top of the list. Their Latin name is Hemericallis. In fact, on the Minnesota wildflower site for orange daylilies, in capital letters under status, it reads, invasive, eradicate. I'll link you up to the site and have pictures on gardenby.com. While Wisconsin isn't as militant about the daylily, they're still considered invasive there too. A rival vying for the title ditch lily in Minnesota is called tiger lily, or Lilium lancifolium. Daylilies and tiger lilies are all over Minnesota ditches. Some are grateful, others are not. The tiger lily's flower head hangs down and the leaves are short, but the stem is tall and sturdy. To say they're easy to grow is an understatement. I had a lot of this planted by the previous owner alongside my garage. While it had its moment of pretty, it didn't last long enough for me, and it can also be toxic to cats. A plant that I find pretty but got the stink eye from the Minnesota DNR is the oxeye daisy. This plant also got the eradicate status next to it. It does spread like wildfire. As for both Minnesota and Wisconsin, baby's breath is on the naughty list. Gypsophila paniculata spreads easily and takes over native plant space. The obedient plant is hardly that, except for the fact that you can reposition the flowers and they will continue to grow that way. However, it will not stay within boundaries. Check out GardenBite.com for lists of invasives and more information. Find GardenBite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. I've got a special guest coming up in a couple of weeks on Garden Bite. We'll talk more about All America Selections with Executive Director Diane Blazek. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.